We're moving at a high rate of speed. Hi there.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, man. Been listening to you for 10 years. You're the best.
Thanks.
Okay, hey, look. I got a really embarrassing story that happened to me about a week ago.
And all right.
It got thrown back up in my face again about an hour ago.
What happened?
Okay, listen. I'm from Baltimore, right? I'm coming around the Beltway. I'm coming home from work, and they're paving out there. The traffic was backed up like about 10 miles, right? And I had some serious butt coffee percolating, and I'm brown capping
big time.
You got it. So I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? Well, I got a four-wheel drive pickup truck, right?
Right.
It kind of stands out. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, the only thing I can do is pull over on the side of the road in all this traffic, and I got to go over the bank. And I knew that everybody knew what I was going to be doing. So over on the bank there, you could only get over far enough so the traffic could just barely not see the top of your head. You follow me?
I follow you.
Okay, right? So I'm down over the bank, and I'm doing what I got to do.
You're baptizing a baby Ruth.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
And as I glance up to watch the traffic, a bus went by. Well, the bus is a lot higher than the normal flow of traffic, you follow me? And they could see everything that was going on because they're moving by at about a half of a mile an hour.
Hideous.
So as I look up, the bus is full of nothing but women from age probably 13 to 60, just
ooh,
solidly full of women. And they're all got their faces pressed up against the glass, and they're all watching what I'm doing down there.
Hideous.
So, I mean, I'm like, I kind of freaked me out a little bit, right? I went ahead and I stayed there as long as I could. The bus got down about maybe 15 cars in front of me. I came back up, got in my truck, and I went home. So about an hour ago, right, I'm coming up Route 40, and I'm heading into Howard County, and I come to a stoplight. These two girls pull up beside me, and they're laughing, and they're giggling, and they kept pointing at me, right? So I rolled my window down, I looked over, and I said, what's up? And they said, you're the guy that we saw over the bank about a week ago taking a... And I'm like, you know, I'm totally blown away by this whole thing. And they're pretty nice looking chicks, right? And I'm sitting there, man, my face was so red. I didn't know what to do, Grease. I really think I'm going to move.
You should have said, hey, that was me. How'd you like to join me? I feel another one coming on. I mean, you know, rather than let them intimidate you, I think you should have just attacked. Yeah, baby. You ain't lived till you've had that outdoor mash. Well, let me tell you. I know just what you're going through because it happened to me. It happens to everybody. Sooner or later, you'll be driving along and find yourself brown capping. Sometimes known as poking daylight. You got no other choice but to veer off to the side of the road. Happened to me once. I'll never remember like it was yesterday. It was like 12 years ago. Hot day. But you know what I thought in the aftermath of that? We have become such a spoiled society. How did our, you know, people that, like, you know, the Native Americans, they didn't set up outhouses or anything, did they? I mean, that's the most unpleasant thing. That's why I don't camp. To me, an outdoor mashup is unacceptable. Flies dive bombing you, looking ridiculous, hanging onto the branch of a tree somewhere. God forbid you should lose your footing. Anytime I've been forced to do anything, even if I've been prepared, it's always been a hideous experience. I remember at a nudist camp once. Everybody's supposed to be naked. And I was out walking around enjoying the air. Felt the rumblings. So I walk into this one stand, a real cold rack. And I commenced it cutting loose. Hideous intestinal sculpture. I happen to glance over as I'm squatting there, resting my forearms on my knees, and I see this beautiful girl involved in, like, pursuit. My wave, what else can you do? Hi! What do you say? Nice day for a mission. I said hi, she said hi. Then she looked around, came over to me and said, you mind if I take advantage of you? I said, baby, you take advantage of me all you want. She grabbed my hand, wiped her tuchus with it, and left.
More coming up right here. The Grease Man.
The Grease Man.
The Grease Man Show.